Simen Resh Vav, Sif Gimel through Vav, and a little bit of the sugya of Drama Boy Nachmas Asuda. Before we actually get the Pasuk of a kiss, then at least to see the Tzrusa de Shmaitza of her Papa. The Mechaber Paskins in Resh Vav Sif Gimel, Kol Eilo Abrachat Sarach Shalei Yafzik Bein Bracha Lachilo. Says the Ramah Yitzvik Dei Dibur, which Hachros the Mishnah Berurah is, even though it's Machlekes, whether or not it's Shalom Alecha Rebbe, Shalom Alecha Rebbe Yomari, Hachros the Mishnah Berurah is that it's Shalom Alecha Rebbe. Stam, a Yediyah that we saw in Siman Reish Tetz, the Mashmoy says from the Mishnah Berurah, a very big Chiddush, that the din is that if you were Mastik with words, the din of Tech Dei Dibur Bechlal means Tech Dei Dibur from the end of the Dibur that you said. Even if you messed up in the middle, here in this case we're talking about between the bracha. So between the bracha and the achila. The bracha and the achila, in the chanami, you shouldn't be mafsik, yoyisim echadei dibur, even mishtiko. But in a case where the words are not a hefsik, then the techidei dibur is from the end of the thing that you messed up. For example, if a person's in a bracha of that which you want to be choyzer, techidei dibur, you're allowed to be choyzer, techidei dibur, from the end of what you said. For example, if a person, somebody just told me that he had a case where he said, by Hamaiti Lecha Menorah, he said, Baruch Atah Hashem Lekinu Melech Haylam Asher Kedishonu B'mitzvah Yisav Yitzivonu Hamaiti Lecha Menorah. Was he Yitzah or was he not Yitzah? So, in this case, he said, Asher Kedishonu B'mitzvah Yisav Yitzivonu, you're ready over your Techi Dei Dibur. L'chari, when you're Chayzer, it's not going to help you. However, the truth is that you're allowed to be Chayzer Techi Dei Dibur from the end of the Dibur that you messed up. And Mamel, in this case, since he caught himself, Mamish, in the middle of the Asher Kedishonu B'mitzvah Yitzivonu, then L'chari, it was Itka Milule, and in this case, it would be Yitzah Yidei Chalasi. How many seconds is between 1 and 2 seconds? According to the Cheshbon of the Yodua Dika Cheshbon of the Chavetz Chaim, you can learn 200 words in 1 minute, and it comes out that it's more than three words per second. So Yesh Lain, it's definitely not more than 2 seconds. V'tzarech lashmiya la'oznav. V'imlo yashmiya la'oznav yatsa. Some will say this is a din which I think very many are not medactic to implement l'maisa. Maybe just chaysi yidiyo. B'dievet, it's certainly not ma'akiv. But lechatchila, when a person makes a bracha, he's supposed to hear the bracha that he's making. He's supposed to be able to hear yoytziv, he should be mashmiya la'oznav. V'ne'amor b'choloshin v'le'yivarech orim at shechaser v'asoy. V'amed v'amim b'yishal v'yishu yishav etzpanea shomat ha'tuchas b'karka, k'vizem eskaser v'asa. V'afilu me'ne orim, im li m'rei eser, v'yishu reishu megula, os levarach. B'atzim, you saw a lot of these halachas came up in Hilchos Tefillah and Hilchos Brachos already beforehand. We're not going to get into it too much, just maybe the bottom line. The Benegeta Hefsik, Mishnah Berurah points out that even to be mafsik, asu achoinu d'afilu p'nei ha'kovid v'ayir osu lahafsik, and v'afilu la'aniyas amein or l'kaz shekudusha baruchu gam kein le'yafsik. The Mishnah Berurah says one should not be mafsik. He says hakonim b'dvari, and then he hears the Olam saying yehesh mirabo. He should not say yehesh mirabo at that point. He should first drink and then say yehesh mirabo. Let's say he did say yehesh mirabo. What's the din b'dieve? So he doesn't paskin. On the bottom he says, "Mogan avram v'riabo." He says, it's a suffix between, it's machlekes between the Sharatzian. I'm sorry. It's machlekes between the Taz and the Mogan Avram in Simon Chof Hei, when he gets the tefillin. Whether or not a person who is mafsik between tefillin Shalyad and tefillin Shoresh with Yimei Nehesh Merabba is Yichoyiz Mavarech. Over here he doesn't tell you what to do, but over there he does tell you that he's Choyiz Mavarech. The Shal is, why should he be Choyiz Mavarech? It's a suffix brachas lahakal. That's what the Kav HaChaim says. The Kav HaChaim on this halacha says, the machlekes is a pesim, suffix brachas lahakal, and therefore you want to make a new bracha. So the truth is, if you look there in the Mishnah Berurah, the Mishnah Berurah sends you to the Bir Halacha. He says, Choyiz Mavarech va'ayin Bir Halacha. In the Bir Halacha, he quotes that some achrenim say that you only make a al mitzvah tefillin, not a la'aniyach tefillin. Now, according to those that anyhow make two brachas anytime, we make a second bracha, we make a la'aniyach tefillin before the tefillin shayyab, and al mitzvah tefillin before the tefillin shayyab. We say baruch shem kvein machus ha'ilek, we'll see at the end of the siman, al tzad that we're worn machuyev adavim. But since l'maisa, we're making another bracha at the end of the day, l'chura, you don't have to go back and make also a new la'aniyach. You don't have to make a new la'aniyach. That's what it sounded like. It wasn't clear in the Bir Halacha how we paskin. But if that's the case, then that doesn't apply over here, where you're not making a new bracha. over there that he says Chorizm Mavarich, he's not really telling you Chorizm Mavarich, he's telling you that you best have an Al Mitzvah to be to for Lazachon, and therefore you're okay. You don't have to make both of the brachos. Yishlain, in this case, whether or not a person should really go ahead and make a new bracha, over here is not machriya, the pashta should be that we should say Salik Bracha Salakum, and not to make a new bracha. And Echanami, you should get somebody else to be mitzvah, you should be before you're able to continue. However, really the question is, are you allowed to eat? Are you allowed to eat in this case? Right? If he says Yishmei Rabban, then he catches himself. What should he do? Should he eat or should he not eat? If you have a din of Salik Bracha Salakum, then you never have the din of Asur L'Hanasim L'Zalai Bracha. L'chur, I would think, to yes, take a bite. And better to be might to find somebody else to be might to you before you continue. Mr. Brewer says over here also that a person should be careful at the din of Hefzik. Sometimes you make a boiling hot coffee. Usually if you added milk inside, it's not as hot. But a boiling hot tea or coffee, if you put the milk in first and then you pour in the hot you put in the hot water, these type of things, or you have a black coffee, it's boiling hot, then very often you're going to have to blow before you're able to drink it. You shouldn't do that. You should be able to drink as soon as you're able, as soon as you make the bracha, and the best thing to do, certainly it's not a hefsek if you didn't. But a person should not do that because it's a shayla of a hefsek. Now, it could be also, also since like we found in Siman Kuf Samach Zayin, if there's an Indian to be Mavarach on the part which is the best Gishmaka part, and therefore when you make Hamaitzi, it should be on the best part of the bread. And if you're going to dip it into something, it should be dipped in something before you eat it, that it should be Gishmak, the Timas HaBaracha. And the Chara also, something which is too hot that you could burn yourself on, that's also not Mikovet HaBaracha, to do such a thing. Here, the Mishabur is really handling Hefzik, but... And the male, if a person knows that was one of the questions also, if he's scared with his slurping, he's going to get a brain freeze, and therefore he's taking a second before he's able to do it. And Echanami, he should actually wait. He should make a shackle on something else, or he should, I don't know what to do, he should wait for a little bit to melt before it gets, it shouldn't be frozen, out this halacha of the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah continues, and he says, if a person makes a bracha, and then it was nimas be'inov, yesh lecho ktash le'ya bracha levatol. Now what does it mean that it was nimas be'inov? It's really disgusting. The truth is that we saw, if anyone remembers, in Simin Reish Dalad, we saw Alacha, Ochol Meichel Umashka Shel Isser Ibn Yasakon, Mavarach Lev Tchilav Asayf. Rachman Alatlan, a person is sick, and he has to eat a Meichel Shel Isser, he still makes a bracha on it. Mishnah Berurah says, Im Udavar Shenaf Shei Kotze Bozeh, Im Kein Ein Hachich Nenim Menu, Ve Ein Tzorach Levarach Hazeh. What's the Makar? Magan Avram Upashut. That if it's Naf Shei Kotze Mimenu, he says, then it's not even a Chiv Bracha. Now what's the case of over here? It was Nimas Be'inov. So, L'chura, why do you have to eat? Even if you would want to eat this thing which is Nimas Be'inov, L'chura, you wouldn't have to make a bracha on in the first place. So now that you made the bracha on it, what does it help you that you're going to go ahead and eat it? This is not a food. Why are you mechuyev to eat it? This is not a food which needs a bracha b'chal. You could be mechalek that here it's talking about a Meichel Shel Isser, and it's mamish kotze be'boy, and therefore it's enechech nene. Something which is not, which is Nimas, it's hard to say that the chaykh is not going to be nenem minimum. Unless the mom, what happened? You picked it up, it wasn't disgusting, right? Maybe you opened it up and you saw that there's a little fuzzy friend inside. But the rest of the apple that you're going to eat, maybe use nimas beinov, l'mais, Mishbur says, take a piece of the apple, and that's halacha l'maisa. If you go ahead and make a bracha on an apple, and you slice it open, you made a bracha on a shalim, and you slice it open, and you see a little guy poking his head out. And that's it. You totally freaked out. Be'etzem, me'ikar halacha, you should take a little piece of the apple from the other side. Nothing's going to happen, let me just tell you. Nothing will happen if you have a little bit from the other side. Also in bracha. And that part that you're going to be, even though it's nimas be'inov, you're certainly going to be nene, l'chura, the chaykh is going to be nene from the piece of apple that you're having on the other side. And therefore it does require bracha. It's not kotza be'inov, like the case of a Meichel Shel Isser. Here it's just that it was nimas because it got dirty, or got, to say that you're not going to be nene, if there's no hanos ha'cheich, l'chura, that's very shmer. But maybe in this case, an echanami person would need a bracha. The mashmois is, what would be in a case where it's peas, right? Our case that we mentioned in the past. Peas, the mother says, if you want to have dessert, then you have to eat your peas. And the kid says, no, I'm not eating it. It's disgusting. I'm not going to eat it. And the mother says, you want your dessert, you have to eat your peas. And finally, he decides he's going to eat his peas. He makes a bracha, he doesn't make a bracha. Katsa beinov, makes a bracha, great priyadama. L'chura, it's pasha that you make a bracha on such a case. Kukama, that you're doing a ma'is achila. And it's something which Be'etzem, the normal person's in, and there's nothing wrong with the food Be'etzem. The fact that you don't like it, l'chura, unless you want a time, it's not a ma'isachil b'chal. So the whole thing is just throwing it down the hatch that he should be able to get his cake at the end of the day. Maybe he doesn't need a bracha. the pashtus is, kolkama that a person is doing a ma'is achila, even if he can't taste the bechlal like by Corona, or if he could taste it and he doesn't like it, unless it's mamish, kotzaboy, then a person would make a bracha. It could be for some people that's a terech achila. But no, the pasha says in that case you were mafsik. In that case you were mafsik and a chanami. Somebody asked me what would be if you said og. Oh, is that a word, or is that just a place that's passed? It's hard to say. I know that all comics are full of that og. Right? It's a word. You can hear it, but it's not. L'chur, but pashas, it's not a real word. It's a reflex which came out, which is not the och, something like that. It's hard to say that that's considered a hefsik, that you should lose your bracha. L'chur. The halachas mishbura sends over here. He says by kishayichol egoiz ishburen amach kachivarech kedai lahasik harbi ben abracha lachilo. Two reasons. When you're opening up a pistachio, sometimes you get stuck with a pistachio or anything that crack the outer shell before you mavarech. And that, of course, if a person is being mefatzeich pisuchim also, you should first open up the outer shell and then take it out. It's still a shalim inside, and then make the bracha on it. Now, linim shari peres, ayin la'el sim reish beis v'shari tshuva. What should you do with regard to fruit? So, be'etzem, if it's the type of fruit that even if part of it's bad, when you open it up, there'll always be some part which is good, so Shari Tshuva says, leave it whole. What does it mean, leave it whole? If you have an orange, you have a clementine, you have some one of these, citrus fruit, any of these types of fruit that you could peel, and it's still whole underneath, then certainly you should peel it first, and that is a minhag ha'olam to do that. You peel your orange, and then you peel your orange, wash it off, and then here in Eretz Yisrael, and then you dry it. I don't know, when I first came to the mirror 22 years ago, I saw in the dining room, it said, wash the orange before peeling. So I was sure that was one of those, you know, they switched from Hebrew to English and they messed up. So I looked in the Hebrew and it says the same thing. Wash your orange before peeling. Why should you wash your orange before you're peeling it? There's no reason to wash your orange before peeling it. However, if very often there are these little bugs that stick on the outside, these little brown things, you don't even realize that they're bugs, but almost every single orange has it. When you peel it, it gets on your fingers, and then it gets on the orange. And therefore, a person can really be eating a belg. Now, if you wash it beforehand, you're not going to get them off. So what you should do is peel it, and then just wash off the orange for a second. I can guarantee you, probably, if you're never making late to this, peel an orange, look at the orange before you wash it, before you eat it, and you'll probably find one of those brown things on it. Almost, I wouldn't say a foolproof, very, very common. Very common. You probably haven't paid attention to it. Very common. And I've seen it many, many times. Many times, I wash it off, but that's a little bit, this is a Hilchos Kaloyim, and we're after Tu Bishvat, but it's good to know. Now, the halacha is, what should you do with regard to orange? Peel your orange, and if you look at it and there's also no brown pieces, you also, it's fine, you can eat it. That's fine. But you don't have to wash it off. It's just the easiest way to clean the entire thing. The halacha is, you should peel it first, and hold the orange shalim and be mevarach on it, and then take a piece off. Now, what's the story with an apple or something like that? You want to peel the apple. So if you peel the apple, you don't plan on eating it with the peel on. But if you peel it, then it's not going to be shalim. Despite the fact, you really can clear just by the peel itself. Any time that you peel a fruit, you're never getting just the peel off. You're also getting some of the fruit off. L'chur, you already made it, not shalim with that. Now, even if you would tell me that you got just the peel off, if there would be such a possibility, still you could clear. Is that considered a different meichel? Is that considered a peel, and that's not considered part of the apple or not? L'chur, since it's edible, and the derech of, I don't know if very people, could very well be, or most, or very many people, to eat it, it's hard to say that it's not a chelik of the pri, and therefore, l'chur, the pashas, it would be better to leave it whole. Leave it whole, and then cut a piece, and then you could bite out the middle if you want, out the bracha. If it's not practical, then, and it's going to take you too long to be able to get it out, then some say out the hefstick, you shouldn't do it. Don't make a bracha on a melon while it's whole, and then cut it open and dig out all the seeds and cut off the back, and for the next 10 minutes, that's not out the chashash hefstick. It's much better in such a case to cut it into pieces, and I think certainly that's the minhag ha'olam. Is nobody makes it on a full melon or kudema. However, an orange should be peeled first, these type of things. An apple, certainly if you can eat it with the peel, certainly should not. You shouldn't peel it first. And if you're not, leave it as a shalim. If you're not going to be with the peel, then you declare what should you do in that case. L'chur, the best thing to do is to cut a piece off and then take a little bit from the inside. If that's not practical, then you could peel it. That is one other last halacha here about here we have a achra that we didn't have in Hilchas, was mentioned, we didn't have the achra in Hilchas Tefillah, in Hilchas Kriyashma, B'negiyat HaGavayis. Yesh Be'em Mishum Erva, Eimim Mishum Erva. L'maisa, the achra submission of Brewer over here is L'chein Yesh L'hachmer L'chatchila. He says it's Machlekes HaPoiskim. Yesh L'hachmer L'chatchila that HaGavayis Yesh Be'em Mishum Erva. Now HaGavayis, like we mentioned in the past, doesn't mean the side of the HaGavayis. It's just in a mokim where it's able to see the two halakim of the agavis. Then it's a problem of agavis yesh b'mishum erevah. But the side is not a problem. This is a din lechatchila b'negiyat to making a bracha. As we mentioned back then, that this could come up. B'di'eved, you are yetzeh. Sif, dalet. Kol davar shemavarach lav l'arich lo yalariach bo yitzarach lo yitzeh b'yiminoi kishuhu mevarach. The halakha is lechatchila to hold the food in your right hand when you're being mevarach. Now, l'chur this din is going to get to the chashivas abracha. The Mishnah Berurah says, "Tamach yizik deishichav aliva mashu mevarich." Now, lechur else that you could hold it in any hand; it doesn't have to be daf your right hand. The right hand because of chashivas. Now, lechur this is a din in the chashivas of the bracha. It's not a din in the chashivas of the achila, and therefore, lechur there's no problem to hold a bag of potato chips in your hand and then take one out with your left hand and eat it. It doesn't have to be that you're going to eat it together with your right hand. I don't know if that's considered a hefsek, the fact you're taking it out of your bag. It shouldn't be as quick as possible, but if there's a reason why it's easier to hold it in your left hand, you can't move for whatever the circumstances are. It's much more difficult to eat it with his right hand. Then, or if his right hand is not 100% clean, whatever, als korona is makbid. His left hand is clean, his right hand is not. It's not dirty that it's also als bracha, so he's holding the bag in his right hand. L'chara, you have the inyan of holding it in your right hand, but you eat it with your left hand. L'chara, or if you want to eat with gloves. So you're not supposed to be mevarach on it, you're not supposed to hold the food with gloves, maybe that's a bizarre. But you could hold the food with your right hand in the bag, and you'll take it out with a glove with your left hand. That would be lechura, that's okay. That was mashmois of the Yavitz Marvik Tzion, though I did see somebody quote the Yavitz saying not that way. Looking it up, it sounded not that way. Lechura, the Indian is out to the etzem bracha. Mr. Brewer brings down also that there's an Indian not to be toichiv al derech ha-kabbalah, you shouldn't stab the food that you're eating with a knife. Now, what's the reason why? Because a bracha is the Indian of a bracha is to be mevarach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to bring chayim down, and the Indian of a sakin is to be mekatzer, chayim. And memela ainu bedin that at the time of the bracha you should mevarach with the sakin in his hand. Some people say it's dafka sakin, and some people say it's any barzel. Like we find when it gets to Mizbech, it's barzel. Which would mean that even a fork and a spoon would be a problem. Supposedly that's why they bring down that the Rebbe, some of them would eat with a silverware. For that reason. That's certainly not minigarlam. Minigarlam is to use a fork and a spoon. Hold the soup in your spoon, or to hold the food with a fork in your hand. And the Mishnah Berurah, that's the stimas ha-Mishnah Berurah that says dafka ben get to a sakin, not ben get to anything else. Now, sorry? No, it's referring to not the type of barzel that is used to be mekatzer shon. That's it. Something silver is malleable. It's not, you don't use it for a sword. It's extremely malleable. It's not so they clear. What's with the plastic knife? L'chor the nafkamina is going to get the plastic knife. The Maisa Mishnah Berurah does not bring down barzel. Therefore, the Mashmoris the Mishnah Berurah is that even a plastic knife would be a problem. Even cheres or something else. That would also be a problem. The Indian is the sakin, and Memela, and he doesn't bring down Lachar. That's how the Mishnah Berurah, Hot Ogalan, this Indian, is that it's not a din so much in the Barazel. Memela, therefore, it's not Dafka, it's Dafka sakin, and he's not Mechalak in the Sugiya sakin. Now, he doesn't make a mention of whether or not you shouldn't eat like that. Some people say, Al Sakon, you shouldn't eat like that, Lachar. You're roasting your marshmallow overwards, and you want to go ahead and eat it. That was our scenario. In that case, the Mishnah Berurah does not bring down that it's the issa to eat it. The problem is b'shas the bracha. That's really the Indian al pi kabbalah. Now it could be that kimdumani that it's brought down somewhere b'negiyat ha-sakana that it's not a kedai to eat it. However, I don't know if that's just a takeoff of this halacha that really al b'shas bracha, not al tzachila. No. If you're using a knife, instead of, that was our case. The guy was at a skewer, so he was using a knife to barbecue his marshmallow. In such a case, lechero, he shouldn't be mevarach like that. That's Sif Dalet. Sif Hey in mevarachin lo yalechav la mashkat sheviu lefanu. Birch v'chakach heviu lefanov, tzorch levarach pam acheres, av misha birch al perish lefanov, v'chakach heviu lo yoytzir miyoytz amin, av mimin acher, shebrachazik v'chazik v'chazik in tzorch levarach. This is halacha the Mishabura says, that's any time that you want to be mevarach on something, it's coming, you see that the waiter is coming with the food, and you already make the bracha beforehand. You should not do that. You should wait till the food comes before you, then you be mevarach. Besides the fact that the Mishabura says you're supposed to be holding it, and you shouldn't be mafsik u'kedayim it. Now, there's some people, Lamais, at the end of the day, the Mishabura says, Dafka in a case where it's not 100% sure that it's going to get to you. For example, by a chasana, that's very possible. They give you, right, borekas or something else, a knish, a blinch. Blinch or borekas. What do you want? So you decide, oh, they're both mezenis, not good. Musaka, something else which is not mezenis. And you decide you're taking the borekas. So you, Baruch HaShem, L'Gayna Malach Alam, Reimini mezenis. And then by the time it gets to you, there's only musaka. Musaka, tachotze? No, I'm sorry. Blint. I want a. Whatchamacallit? Boreka. There's no more left. There's no more left. That's a standard case that in a chanami, Lavdaf is going to get to you. It happens all the time. It certainly happens all the time by the time it gets to you that it's not there. But you shouldn't be mivarach before it. Now, that's a case where you don't know for sure. But if it's in a different room and you could get it and it's going to come, ukedaim, it's in the kitchen, it's coming to the dining room, the Mishabur says not to mivarach again. Now, what's with these cases, that these two cases that were asked? One case is some people they have their friend has a food, and they want their friend to give them the food. So they have Mike and Ike's. So, I got to saw somebody say that you're not allowed to give it to the guy, because he wasn't going to the bracha. Since it's Tzolei V'das Achirim, so his bracha was a bracha of Atzolei, so you can't give it to him. Yishlahin, I'm not sure. If you know that the guy's going to get it for you, l'chor give it to you, and you're just doing it as a, if you talk, I'm not sure, then 100%. L'chor that's talib that's acherim and inuchanami. But kokama, that's the pashas that you're going to get it for him, then I think that was a mashmaiza or chashukin as well. The way that he seems to say is that that's not a problem. Now, it happens also, somebody, right, a kid has a food, bisli, right? And one for me and one for you. So, now, can you make a bracha before he puts it into your mouth? That's him, the kid's holding it in his hand. No, I want it for myself. That's also a certain case that's a 900%. L'chatchila, l'chora, you should be holding it in your hand. First of all, like the Mishabur says, some of any food that you're eating, you should have in your hand. You want to do it for your kid, v'chulu, l'chora, here it's mamash talib that's l'chirim. What happens if the kid takes it for himself, the last biscuit, and no, he takes it for himself, and he starts screaming and crying, then what are you going to do? Right? In such a case. How about if you're holding the kid's hand in your, his arm in your hand? Ish line. It could be that's already considered as if you're holding the food. I don't know. That's I'm not 100% sure. L'chora, if the kid is doing it, l'chatchila, one shouldn't do that. One shouldn't do it. Make a bracha on something else and then let the kid feed you.
So there's
if you the kid, no, it could be let's you holding the kid and he has a bisli in his hand and he's taking one from himself, one for you. So in such a case where it's mamish there, but you don't know at the end of the day. But you're right, in a chanami, that's really what the Mishabura says. Any time that you're not holding the food, it's not right in front of you, then you're always getting into two nidainim. The first one is that you're supposed to be holding the food before you make a bracha on it. Second one is you always have a shayla of a hefsik. Well, come, it's not right in front of you, so then you have a shayla of a hefsik. There's always the chatchin, you're not supposed to be mafsik at all. And Mimela, and Echanami, be the Evid, you're mafsik b'shnika, that's okay. But Chachilo, you're not supposed to be mafsik at all.
But how is the kid's hand different than a fork? It's not the same as a fork, as if you hold the food in a fork, you're holding a kid's hand?
The fork is never going to clench its tines. But your kid's hand might. I don't know, it's not really, it's a dasacheres. It's a shtickle. Word of fountain, we'll get to that in a minute. That's the really case of Amas Amayim. The Amas Amayim is, that's, we'll get to that. That's the Sivvot. Reiz Hashem. The other halach over here that's brought down in the Ramah is if you made a brach on something and then they brought you more food. Now, says Ramah, this is a halacha which is extremely, extremely negah. Halacha l'maisa, I don't even know. Maybe his manenu things changed. But be'etzim, it's very negah. A person makes a bracha on something, and then he wants more food, or they brought him more food, and he didn't know that the food was coming. So there's really the stima samachaber, if not for the Mishnah Berurah, would be that if you made a bracha, let's just bring down, let's, before we get to the, what the machaber is talking about, what's clear, and then we'll get to the makom, which is the suffix. Any time that you made a bracha, and your das was on anything that is under this bracha, then you need to say on that. You made a shakal name of and you're thinking, whatever they bring me, which is shakal. Unless they just brought it from outside of the house, and there's no way that you could have thought of it. Then we'll see, that's different halachas. But the standard case to make a shakal, and this is what the Ramah says you should do, and everybody should, this is, if there's one halacha that you're coming out of Reish Vav, it's this halacha right here. This halacha that the Ramah says, lechatchila tev lizor, liyuzayta kol ma shim v'yolei. Every time they make a bracha, you should think, shakal name of dvarin, akol ma shim v'yolei. That's what it is. You're sitting down to have a snack at home, or you're having lunch, you're having supper, whatever it is. You should have a koma shivu. If they didn't bring you anything, make a brand of fashis, and then you go weiter. But at least you should have that option. Therefore, if your das was on anything which is kolon in this bracha, your yese, or whatever they bring you, even if it wasn't in front of you, they brought it afterwards. If the hedia your das was, I'm only eating these. Lamaisa, I'm on a diet, and I'm not eating too much. Two apples, that's what I'm eating. Doctor said, apple a day keeps the doctor away. For me, one apple's not enough, so two apples keep a doctor away. I'm having two apples, but after that, I'm not eating anything else. And then somebody brings an orange. You know what? Those apples are really good. You just decided that you're not eating anything more than that. The halacha is you have to make a bracha on the orange. And the pasha is you even have to make a bracha on the apple afterwards if they brought it. If your mamash only had das for these two apples and not a third apple, now you decided to take another one. If your das was lahedya that you're not eating it, you had a reason why, whatever it is. Yeah, whatever, for whatever reason is, you have to rush, you're on a diet, you're on a precious, whatever the reason is, you're saving it for somebody else. And then afterwards you hear that the person's not there, so you decide you're going to eat it. Whatever the reason is, if your das was lahed, you're not to eat more than what you had your mind on, you have to make a new bracha afterwards. If you didn't have lahed yadas one way or the other way, that's where we get into the machlekes. That, the machaber says, if you're mevarach al perish lafanov, v'achir chaviv lo mi'oysa ha-min, oy mi-min acher. It sounds like anything else, mi-min acher. That's, your bracha's kol. Mishnah Berurah says, no, that's not what the machaber means. Machaber means, if you made on apples, and they brought you oranges, or mangoes, or any other type of a pear, or any date, any other type of fruit, with that bracha, then it's kol on that bracha. But if it's a totally min acher, they brought you, you made a shahakol, on a drink, and they brought you fish, then it's mamish, a totally different min, it's not the same thing. Then in a chanami, in such a case, and l'chara, any type of maichel, which is a totally different maichel. If you're eating fish, and then they brought you eggs, that's also l'chara, a totally different maichel. I know that the paiskim, I didn't get exactly where the, is it dafka something, a maichel and a mashke, or is it two maichel, and l'chara, something which is a totally different min acher, that would be the mashmai, so it wouldn't be included.
What would be chocolate and sour stuff.
Chocolate and sour stick is maybe all considered under that's like a snack. That's not a minacher and a chanami. But something which is certainly a different type of food, tuna fish and salmon also I would say is the same thing. Is considered all under that. We'll get to that in a minute. Bezer Hashem is bach. We'll get to the kitchen alone. What's the case? That's the most dangerous aspect is when you're in the kitchen alone. We'll get to again. One second. Just let me clarify this, the scenarios, and we'll get to, Be'ez Hashem, we'll get to all the scenarios that we have issues with. Mamela. That's the psak of the machaber. The psak of the machaber is that if you made a bracha on apples and they brought you oranges, in other words, if it's in front of you in the table, then it's kol in your bracha because it's in front of you on the table. If it's not in front of you and they brought you the oranges afterwards, then according to the Mechaber, you're Yitzhak. Lamaisa, the Mishnah Berurah goes not that way. Mishnah Berurah says, Dafka, if it's, he says, Kama achronim cholkim edin zeh, and Dafka mi oisa hamin mamish, with the point of Berurah saying. It has to be oisa hamin mamish, which means, l'chero, if you made a bracha on apples, they brought you apples. But if they brought you oranges after you finished the apples, then you would have to make a new bracha. Unless you were still in the middle of eating the apples when you brought the oranges. Then there was kilu no hesach hadas in between. It's very hard to understand exactly how it's a din in the bracha. It's not a din. What's the difference that they brought it afterwards? But it's kilu in the middle of the achilo, and therefore there's lechur it's a din of hesach hadas to a certain extent. I thought it was only in the apples, and they brought me oranges afterwards. If I'm in the middle to eat the apples, and they brought oranges, then I'm still in the middle of my achilo. I was never misiach das, and therefore you wouldn't have to make a bracha on that. Similarly, if you were kaveya atmei lachilas haperes, so of course the person sits down to eat fruit, so even if he doesn't have all the fruits in front of him, if he's hungry afterwards, he's going to find other fruits, and those will all be kolo in the bracha. Now, so that's what it comes out according to the Rama. According to the Rama, you're only yotze for only if they brought you from that exact min. If they brought you a different min, that means a different min of peres, then it's not included in your bracha if you already finished the peres in front of you. You ate apples, and they brought you oranges after you finished eating the apples. According to the Mishnah Berurah, you're not yotze, and you'd have to make a new bracha on the orange. However, says the Rama, Tevli zar lechatchilis da'ite kol mashivili. Your da should be on everything. Now let's say, I know that always, very often I sit down and I eat apples. I'm not being kriveh out from the apples. I'll have an apple as a snack and then I realize that I'm still not not finished. I want to find something else. Or I sit down to lunch and I have some crackers. I made mazenas and crackers. I'm having crackers and tuna fish. And then I realize that the cracker's finished and I'm still hungry and it didn't do the job. So I go rummaging through the refrigerator and I find a little bit of macaroni from yesterday and I go to the cabinets and find some bisley and then I go through the freezer and I find some muffins from last week's Shabbos and I have a little bit. What's all that? Is that included in your bracha or not? So certainly, if your das was on everything that kol ma she'aviu loy, then l'chero, that's anything that you're going to eat, it's lav dafke she'aviu loy l'chero, then inechanam your yetze. Now let's say your das wasn't on that. Your das was stoma. You had some crackers in front of you, you made a bracha on the crackers. No, it didn't do the job. You want to go eat something else. So this is kimdumani. I saw once b'shem Rabbi Yashiv. I don't know whether or not, it's hard to know whether or not... I think Rabbi Yashiv was mufka from such achila in Gansen. Somebody told me a story of Rabbi Yashiv, I don't know, Kimdomani. They asked the wife, what bracha does he make on potato kugel? So she said, he never ate potato kugel, not in a tzuda. So I can't tell you that. Can't tell you the answer. It wasn't from the just eating stam. But certainly the Metzias Bizmanenu is like we described. That very often, depending on how disciplined you are with your eating, but for many people who are not so disciplined, you sit down and you take a few cookies and it did the job, so you're good. It didn't do the job, you look for something else. So now the standard is, your stomach is, whether it's conscious or it's subconscious, but your standard das is that it's really everything else. Unless there's a reason why you're not eating more than this, then the pashas is, your das is, if that's the way that you're nayig, then your das is also on other things that are around. Now, if that's something that Imamish wouldn't have found, if somebody brought it for you, then it's maybe that's mufka. Now, this very much depends on the person himself. You can't give one klal and give it to everybody. It depends what type of person you are. If you're the type of person, you sit down to a meal, and that's it. You eat your meal, and you go, and that's it. Oh, okay, seder, and chanami. Anything else that they're going to bring out afterwards is not going to be included. However, that you're going to rummage around for, you finish your meal, and you wanted to have bisli before you go, you're going to have to make it a bracha, even though you made a mezenas on your shalmi kugel earlier. However, if you're the type of person that in a chalam, sometimes you like to have a sweet thing afterwards, you like to have a... Then bepashtas, these are things that's your default. That's a person's default, and memela, that is his das. His das, when his stam das, when he's sitting down, is that he's being koilo of these other things. And therefore, in this case, the chara, a person should not make a new bracha. Certainly if it's oisa amin. Certainly if it's oisa amin, because we have that itself is a machlekes. Even if it's a min acher, if it's the type of thing that would be the derech for you to eat, then enechanami. If it's something which is ice cream, usually do not have ice cream. Ice cream is only reserved for, especially now in the winter, who has ice cream in today's summer, I don't know. It's the type of food, I'm just giving a mashal ba'alma. Ice cream, you'll have 10 different types of cakes and everything. Ice cream you usually don't have. Then enechanami. If you're going to have ice cream, then that's not under your standards. You're going to have to make a bracha. But the bisli that you have, or the cake that you found in the freezer, you're not going to. Something which is mufka from your achila is not in your das. But something which is not mufka, lachar, is in your das. I'm sorry? Something that you didn't know was in the house. So that's. Yeah, that's exactly what rummaging is, though. That's what rummaging is. Rummaging is, I'm going to go see what there is in the house. I don't know what's left from last time. I don't know what's from this time. It could be that it was behind the dates and I didn't see it last time. Somebody was hiding the chocolate and now I found out because they took the other food that was in front of it. That's what the messias of rummaging is. If you know that your wife doesn't buy this thing, so then in Echanami, then that's maybe something which is not considered. What? Can you have in mind once that your bracha should be killed everything? When you get the Taras Nadarm, or when you get the Tzedakah, a person could be able to say that all Tzedakah that, right, if a person thinks to give Tzedakah, then it's a shell of a neder. You have to give up b'machshava. Like, it happens all the time. A person comes in to collect money, and you pull out a shekel, and you turn around, the guy's gone. So now you have to run down the street to get the guy? And what do you do now? Such a case. Shlomo Zalman says that in a chanami, the chorus to get into shaila, it's nitna b'machshava, it's a neder, shaila, neder b'machshava. When you get the tzedakah specifically, and therefore, a person should be machriz that in a chanami he doesn't want its tzedakah to be considered tzedakah until it gets tzedakah on his hand. But it could be that you're going to be missing out on a case where a guy's an oinus, right? You wanted to give tzedakah, and now you couldn't give it because the guy ran away. Maybe you still get a mitzvah, lay it down, again, the shaila is another. But in this case, can you do that over here? That's a shaila. Can you say over here, I want for the rest of my life, ad mei ves mishana, every time that I make a bracha, that should go on everything. L'chor, if you're being machriz that, then that is your stamda. L'chor. That is your stamda. That's what your be'etzim trying to say. I don't think such a achraza works, but the achraza is being megale be'etzim what your das is, that I want it to go on everything. From the Mishnah Berurah, Terim Lizelech Atchili is Daita Komash Yevi'ula, he sounds like every time it should be that way. Right? The Ramah is telling you. Maybe the Ramah didn't have the Metzius Bezmanenu. But L'chero, he's telling you that each time it should a person should have das for that.
Well, so if you do that, it won't work another way. And if you have that thing, then
unless you have das, no. If you have das, lehedi, even if a person says that, but if he has das this time, he's in a rush and I can only eat this amount. Certainly, that's going to be mafkia from his stam das. There is no stam das. Kolkama, that it's the dust. It's much better when it's someone bringing to you. When you're eating by your wife, we didn't get into this, but we saw Muzkur already in the Mishnah Berurah and the Be'er Lachor, Rabbi Kivega brought it down. Ataka Dabala Bayasam Chinun, which is Bepashas means your wife as well. When you're eating by a Suda, your dust is on whatever they're going to bring you. Mamela, whatever your wife brings you, whatever the Balabas brings you, that's included in your Bachal. The Chiddush is when you're sitting in the kitchen by yourself. That's really when this shaila comes up. And you're the one that's being conveyed what you're eating. Then you have a shaila. Your das should be on everything.
So it means that person ate his wife, he's not your
wife. Believe it or not, yes. Unless you're the one that calls the shas, what's going to be eaten? And that in a chanami, lula demisafina, we'll get to it. But I think that l'chidesh la'aliba dehilchasa, that if your wife is going rummaging through the freezer to find something for dessert, and she wasn't planning on it, she didn't realize that she had it in the freezer, and she wasn't planning on bringing it. And she sees, she's rummaging for some more challah or whatever, and she sees, ooh, there's muffins there from 2 weeks ago, let me take it out for dessert. She wasn't planning on, she's the one that's calling the shot. So for her, she has to make a bracha. For the Baal Abbas, he doesn't have to make a bracha. He's telling him b'dayto, whatever she's going to bring out. She knew what her das is, and her das wasn't to bring this out, she would have to make a bracha. We're not going to get into that because that's not our sugya. Mir Tashem Kufayin Zayin Sefei, Bez Hashem. If we get through this, we'll be able to get to Kufayin Zayin Sefei. Mir Tashem. Sifvav. Not over yodei pri loichlo, yabir chalov, enough of yodei, v'nev ari nimas, tzorach lach, salavarech, af bishim yoysim min lafanav, yusk shibir chalarishim. Says the Ramah, rak shalai hoya daite alav, shalai hoya alav daite loichlo. Sounds like the Mishnah Berurah, the Ramah is being mefarish. The Be'er Lachor says he's not. And then he brings down the halacha is menegea to a food that gets ma'aser shayikachoy. I'll tell you the story. I was by a relative's house, and he was for a Friday night eating a suda there, and he was making kiddush, and he had the kais, he had the becher in his hand, and holding it out, standing up, and one of his kids decided to used his arm as a monkey bar and jumped on it, woo! And half of the kiddush went flying. So now he has to fill it up. The question is, there was a little bit still in the kite. The shayla is, what bracha over here? He's ready after Brei Pri Hagafen. He has to make a new bracha, he doesn't have to make a new bracha. What do you do in such a case? So, according to this, we'll just talk about the simple case. All the wine spilled. I think there is enough gemina if there's some wine left in the cup. But let's talk about the first case, which is the Iker case. Is all the wine spilled? All the wine spills on the floor, and now you have to fill it up again. Do you have to make a new bracha? Do you not have to make a new bracha? According to the Mechaber, you have to make a new bracha. The bracha that you made was chal on the food that you're holding in your hand, and everything else that you're going to drink, any wine which is in front of you, ukudema, is nigrar, even if your das was to drink the wine that's in front of you. But that's all nigrar basar, what's in your hand, and nafala yisari, nafala binyan. The mela, whatever fell from the what the bracha wasn't chal on what you had in your hand, but everything else is not nigra. The Ramah says no. The Ramah says if your das was to drink it, then it's not enough that it should be lefanov. Your das has to be to drink it. You're planning on drinking more wine. Then Mamela, in such a case, even where you have three apples in front of you, and you hold one apple, and you're making the bracha on it, and your mamish got orangutan in the bracha, and the apple goes flying down into the gutter. Since your das was to eat the other two apples, then it's not a problem. You can pick another one up and eat it without a new bracha. According to the Mechab, you make a new bracha. According to the Ramah, whatever your das is on, the bracha is chal on those things. The Mishnah Berurah is machriya l'alocha l'maisa, not like the Mechaber, not like the Ramah. He says that even if it was in front of you, your das wasn't on it, but it was in front of you on the table, nevertheless, it's kol in your bracha, not al din greiro, and memela, it's not a problem. So therefore, if this person had a bottle of wine, the bottle of wine in front of him on the table, which is generally the case, then the halacha is that very often a person does drink. When he finishes the wine in his becher, he puts in more wine to be able to be mechalik to everybody else, then his das is, the sam das is certainly on that, and it's not uncommon that he does drink from there. Therefore, even if he didn't have das on it, it's sitting in front of the table. In this case, you could just fill up his becher and continue with his kiddush. Not a problem. Now, it could be that even according to the Mechaber, that you would have to make a new bracha if you didn't das on it. If there was some wine that was left inside the kais, and you're just pouring more, so bila, everything gets mixed around, and half of it was inside of it. It's hard to say that, even though there was a chelik which was not. But since there is still wine which is inside that you're mevarach on, you're going to be mevarach now on the chelik of the wine which is not. Could be. I'm not 100% sure what a person would do in such a case. The question is if there is a rei. And it depends. That then is only if it's tipa. If it's someone that comes b'shvicha achas, then it's not. Because in the middle of kiddush, you're in the middle of making kiddush. We don't have 15 minutes. So, that would be lechera. That's the halacha lemaisa. The meila. If a person has that, the food that he was had in his hand was nimas, then halacha lemaisa kokama that he has either his das is on it or it's in front of him. That's enough. The Shulchan Aruch Rav says you need both. You need also das alav, also bafanav. Lemaisa, the Achras Mishabur is not that way. As long as it's in front of you or your das was on it and it's not in front of you, then it's kolul in your bracha. The last halacha over here of Reshvav Bezer Hashem is Benegia to Baruch Shem Kvein Machutz Yilam Ved. Person, Rahman Atzal makes his bracha l'vatola. He says Baruch Shem Kvein Machutz Yilam Ved. What's the deal? How does that work? The Rambam says in Hilchos Shavuos, he says Bechlal Yirasoi Shelei Yazkira l'vatola. Bechlal Yiras Shemay Yiras Hashem is not to be masked Shem Shemayim l'vatola. Lefikach Amtoa Aloshin Vahitzi Shem Shemayim l'vatola. Yimahar Miyad V'yishabeach V'yifar V'yahadirloi. The whole nekuda is you were masked Hashem Shemayim Levatola. Make it that it's not Levatola. Be Meshavech Hashem. Oh, Baruch Shem Kvein Ochus Levoed. That means that Hashem that you said now became, there was a reason why you said it. You were being mahalit. Therefore, it's not a problem. Now, even if a person said a bracha and he said two Shemes Levatola, Baruch Atah Hashem Elikenu, Melech Alam, even though he said, the meaning is only to say one Baruch Shem, not two, even though some people say you should say it for everyone. And I saw brought down, Pesach Shuvah is brought down from Minchas Yitzchak. I didn't see it inside. That's the truth. Benigeh to La'achar Zman. I spoke to somebody at Talmud Chacham about it as well. La'achar Zman. Can you say Baruch Shem Kvein Ochus Yilam Ved? Is it a time limit? So, after Techad Edibur L'Chairo, you're still, the meaning is to still say Baruch Shem Kvein Ochus Yilam Ved. You wake up in the morning and then you realize you daven Ma'arav twice. I don't know if it helps you to say Baruch Shem Kvein Ochus Yilam Ved. It has to be Meshech Shaychi to nicker that what you're doing is being Meshabeach to Shem Hashem. Kokama that it's not nicker because it's Mamesh so far afterwards. The Nish line of whether or not there is any Indian. Even though, I'll be Kabbalah, I think that the bracha doesn't go up unless you mile it with a Baruch Shem. It could be that there are Indianim. But for Etzem, L'chur, it has to be that it's Meshach Shechi. The whole Indian, just like the Rambam says, there'd be Meshabech, Mefar, the Ribbon Hashem.
According to the Rambam, why is it only B'Yavad?
That's a good question. Why is it only B'Yavad? Yesh Lodin, whether or not. It could be that it's a Tikkun Gantzen. Those who want to say, when you say Baruch Shem, it's a Tikkun Gantzen. Now, you shouldn't say Shem Hashem because what's going to be if you don't say Baruch Shem? What's going to be? You don't stop saying Shem Hashem. But in Echanami, there are those that say that it's an Gantzen Tikkun.
What's the water fountain?
We forgot about it. You're absolutely right. What's the story with the water fountain? Can you make a bracha? What do you do with the water fountain? Do you. Before you press the button, you should not make a bracha, because it could be very often you'll press the button and nothing will come out of the water fountain. Not very uncommon. Now, to press down the button and have the water going the entire time, there's no reason for that. What are you trying to do? Why? Your das is side by side on the water that's coming. You have another option is that you could put the water inside of your the palm of your hand and then drink it like that. Even though I did see somebody who say such a thing. We don't find that by Amas Amayim. It doesn't say by Amas Amayim that's what you have to do, is to take a little bit from the Amas Amayim. Your das is on that. Mela, that's enough. That's not a problem. Mela, as long as you know that the water is working, test it beforehand to see that it's working. Then you make a bracha. You don't have to hold it down. You don't have to put it in your palm. That's Amas Amayim, and therefore it's not a problem.
Do you have a question? The water fountain is going to break?
No. Not Mishnah. If it's yours, you can do whatever you want.
It's not a hefty to break it.
No.
Why?
Because it's a chachilo.
No.
Why, yeah.
No. Hold the running water.
Yeah. I don't know that you need to do that. There's no reason that you should have to do that. It's like bringing it up from your hand to your mouth. It's bringing it from your hand to your mouth. It's a tzur for the achila. That's what you have to get to the food. The question is what we should do now. Because we don't want to go over. Maybe we'll just say one yisayid, that's, we'll say, just go through a little bit of Shitas Rashi. Not really work out the whole sugya, but at least the basic of Shitas Rashi. The Gemara says, so the three machlekes in the Gemara, Amar Huna Tinu Bracha Lefneim, Bein Tinu Bracha Lachareim. Rav Sheshet Amar Tinu Bracha Bein Lefneim Bein Lachareim, Shein Lachal Dover Shetan Bracha Lefana, Bein Tinu Bracha Lachareim, Lepas Bava Kisim Bava. Hopefully you do Rav Chia, then Rav Chia Pas Peteres Komeinei Meichel, Vayayim Peter Komeinei Mashkir. And then Amar Papa, Hilchon Sad Varam Bava Machas Asudu Vasech Asudu, Ein Tinu Bracha Lefneim Lachareim. The lach is if a person brings Te'inim Va'anav, he gets Te'inim Va'anav in the middle of a Suda. There's the three machlekes what to do. Do you make a bracha just before Lefanav? Do you make a bracha Lefanav Ula'acharav? Or do you not make a bracha, not lefanav, not lacharav? Hilchasa is, it sounds like, any standard food, everybody agrees that if it's a regular food, it's chicken, lechara, or rice, then you don't make a bracha, not lefanav, not lacharav. That would be the mashmois. I'll get to the exact protein. But the whole nekuda was, but again, it's a tein of anovim. And that's the pashas that Rapapa says. Rapapa says, Hilchasa dvarma v'amem sasuda, machmas sasuda b'sei chasuda, ein tunu bracha lefanav lacharim. The basic question that you have to, the mafteach to the sugiyo maybe, is to ask the basic question of why it is when a person makes a moiti lechem in a aretz, why does it pater all other foods? A person makes a moiti, the halacha is, if you mill the suda, and that's the one shita, pas poite kol minei maichol, yain poite kol minei mashkin, why is it? Why is it when a person makes a moiti lechem in a aretz, which is the bracha achim v'eretz that there is, it's on one specific food of lechem, how come it paters all other foods? L'cher, when you have your chicken afterwards, how is it called when your bracha of Amayti Lechem in Aretz? But Pashtus, that's what bothered Rashi. Pashtus sees the Shittas Rashi is, Rashi learns that the whole din of pas that it patters is dafka when it's coming l'lachis as a pas. Only something which is eaten, certainly the Rishonim understood that way, is dafka food which is being eaten together with the Lechem, then it's tafel. Something which is eaten together, you made Amayti on the Lechem. You're eating this together with the lechem, it's tafel to the lechem, and therefore you don't have to make a new bracha. But if it's not tafel to the lechem, then in echrami, it's not going to be patterned. Betzim, that's what Rashi says. Something which is not shaykh to the suda, tunim bracha lefneim, delav tfeila ninu, ve'enam b'chlal lechem, diniftaroi bebirchas amaytzi. Rashi says such a thing. Rashi says that if it's not b'chlal lechem, then it can't be patterned bebirchas amaytzi. So how does everything else patter? Because it's tafel. Something which is not tafel and it's not lechem, then where's your tzad to patter it? That's the pashtus of everything that we've seen up until now. We haven't seen anywhere else that there's such a thing that you can make a bracha on one food and it passes the other food unless it's din ikar v'tafel. Where do you really? You make a hamoitzi lechem in aretz and also you patter all the other foods. L'chor it's mufka, be'etzem. Yomel Rashi learns, this sugi pshutai. The only time that something is patter is dafka if it's a laf is bayas apas. Lavas by its pas means it's meant to be eaten together with pas. What's included in that? Rashi says. Even pears can be included in that. The Rush says, even Rashi doesn't mention it, basar, vidogim, these type of things also, but that's Rashi will be included. It's eaten together with pas, because schnitzel sandwich is something which is eaten together with the pas. Therefore, it's tafel to the pas, and it doesn't need a bracha. Lefi this, when the Gemara asked, Yochi yain nami niftari pas, what does that mean? So you have to say in Echanan like the Rishonim. Some Rishonim learn that way. The Rach in the second Pshat learns this way. The Maril learns this way, but that's Rashi. That it's talking about you soaked bread in wine. In such a case, in Echanami, it should be, you shouldn't have to make a bracha on the wine. It should be tofel to the pas, and you shouldn't have to make a bracha on the wine. How? The Mashmoy says in that case, in Echanami, according to Rashi, you would make a bracha on it, lemaskanas the Gemara, which is a chiddush. It's takanat tofel. Since it's kervei a bracha ma'asma, it's a dover which is chashuv, it can't be tofel to the yain, it can't be tofel to the pas, it's going to need its own bracha. That's a very good question. What would be in a case where you're not eating together with the pas? That's always a good question. According to Shitas Rashi, when you have something which you're not lamaisa eating together with the pas, what's going to be the halacha? We find that Rashi says that peiros has a different halacha. It depends what you're doing. If you're eating together with the pas, it's tafel. If you're not eating with the pas, it's not tafel. Yesh lain, whether or not Rashi, certainly the Rishonim understood that has to be eaten together with mamash of the pas. If you have to put it on the bread and take a bite of both of them together, or you're taking a bite of chicken and a bite of bread, ukadema, that's also tafel to the pas lachera. It doesn't have to be mamish that is being eaten together in the same biteful. Though it could be that is how Rashi learned. It sounds almost from the Rishonim that that's how they understood Rashi. The pasha of Shaila on Rashi is, though, which all the Rishonim ask, then that's the regular dinner, ikar v'tafel. What was Nitzchad Hashir? If Papa says, anything which comes in Melvin Suda doesn't need a bracha. Why? Because according to Rashi, that means because you already made a bracha on the pas, and the pas is the ikar. Anything which is tafel to the ikar doesn't need a bracha. So what was the chiddush of her papa that you don't need a bracha? So Baal Mor Betzim asks this question as well, and he says the grace is said when he gets to ikar v'tafel. He says as follows. He says that din of ikar, kol shu ikar, kol shi yesh le ikar v'imay tefila mavarcha ikar v'paitas atafel. It's talking about a case where you had the ikar and the tafel in front of you. You have maliach and pas. You have herring and crackers. And you're planning on eating both of them. The reason why you're eating the crackers, the reason why you're eating the bread, is just because your mouth is going to be very salty. But be'etzem, you know at the time they're eating the maliach, that you're planning on eating the bread as well. In such a case, that you had das on it, then in the Chanami, the mission was mechadish, that when you make a bracha on the ikar, it passes the tafel. However, our case, the cases of anything which helps the dvar mevayim b'machas asuda b'seich asuda, ain't into a bracha. It's talking about even if you didn't know b'shas myself, when you made almighty lechem in art, you didn't know what was coming in the meal. Nevertheless, it's going to be tafel. It's tafel, and it doesn't need a bracha. He says, l'chur the mashmois is according to the Baal Mar that the din of ikar v'tafel. This is the basic chakira in ikar v'tafel. Is the din by ikar v'tafel that when you have an ikar and you mavarach on the ikar, it patters the tafel because the tafel is included in the bracha of the ikar? Or is it that the tafel doesn't need a bracha? What's an afkemina? You make a bracha on pasta, and afterwards you decide to put ketchup on. You have to make a shakal now on the ketchup. If it's included in the bracha of the ikar, at the time of the ikar, you didn't have the bracha. You didn't have, at the time that you made the bracha on the ikar, you didn't have the ketchup. But if the tafel doesn't need a bracha, then even if it wasn't there, b'shasta bracha, the maiso, it doesn't need a bracha. From the Baal Amar, it's clear what was in the Schadish and the Sugya is that it doesn't need a bracha. It doesn't, once it's tafel, it doesn't need a bracha b'chlal. Mashmoyis is not, you could say maybe it's dafka by pas, not by everything else. But the halach is, it doesn't need a bracha. What's the pshat? I also lehenes my lemzeh b'lay bracha. How could it be that when you're eating an ikar and a tafel, that the tafel doesn't need a bracha? The maisi being nana from it, also lemzeh b'lay bracha. So, L'chura, what was Nitzchadish is that when you're eating two things together, Chazal were kaveya one bracha for every food. When you have a piece of cake, you don't make a bracha on the flour and the water and also on the sugar and the eggs. It's all one food. There it's clear that it's only one food. But even when you have pasta and ketchup, even when you have pas and something else as a liftan, basar, if it's eaten together, once it's eaten together, Chazal were kaveya one bracha. Memela, the tafel doesn't need a bracha. When you put two things together, there's only one bracha. Chazal, there's no Isser Lehenes Melezel Ber Bracha, because since it's a tafel, the Mela Chazal said it doesn't need a bracha. It's not, the Isser is only if it needs a bracha, then if you don't eat, then there's a chasarin. But where it doesn't need a bracha because it's a tafel, in a Chanami, there's no chasarin of Asser Lehenes Melezel Bracha. Granted, the Fishitas Rashi, the Shitas is very Gishmak. If Tolem remembers, we had a few times with Das Rashi, at the beginning of the Perek Ketz Mavarchim, by the din of Toyim in Tzarech Bracha, Shitas Rashi is that a person is allowed to be Toyim even up to Revius and swallow it. And it doesn't need a bracha, because it's not a ma'isachila b'chal. Chazal will only kivei a bracha for ma'isachila. Ah, you ate. It's not a ma'isachila. Chazal will only kivei a bracha for ma'isachila. Not every anof. Person takes a shower, he doesn't have to make it. Rishonim asks a question, why doesn't he have to? But it's clear that Chazal will only kivei for ma'isachila. It's not a ma'isachila. It doesn't need a bracha. B'meila kokama, that this is tafel to the Iker Ma'is Achilo, then I don't look at it as Ma'is Achilo b'fnei Atzmai. It's totally tuffel, secondary to the Iker Ma'is Achilo. That wasn't the type of Achilo, which is Matzah HaBracha. We find Meshem and Zayas a similar thing. Shimon Zayas Rashi says that it's not a Ma'is Achilo, because since it's Mazik, it's not a Ma'is Achilo that needs a Bracha. Ah, you are eating. Yeah, but it's not the type of Achilo that Chazal were Kaveh a Bracha on. Even more Gishmak, if you look at the Pnei Yeshua says, he answers the question differently. Pnei Yeshua says, what's the difference between the case of Pasu Maliach? Pasu Maliach, you're not interested in the food Bechlal. You're not interested in the bread at all. That's mamash not considered a Ma'is Achilo. Therefore, you don't need a Bracha. But in this case, you are interested in you're eating bread, and you're also eating schnitzel together with it. The Meila would think that you'd have to make a bracha on it. Hamash Malin, you don't have to. What's the reason why? L'mais at the end of the day. L'chor, it's the same Yisrael. First of all, you see the Yisrael of what the Iker Tafel is, something which you're, in the case of Pas Maliach, you understand why you don't need a bracha. That's not considered a Ma'is Achilo, that Chazal and Rechayev before. Why? Because you're just eating it to cleanse your mouth. Ah, Lamais, you're eating a piece of bread. Yeah, but a mouth cleanser is not something which is mechayev a bracha, even if it's a ma'is achila. So too is neschadish over here, a tred vayter, even a little bit more than that, that so long as it's eaten together with an ikr, then it also wasn't mechayev achila. Only an achila bifnei atzma is mechayev a bracha. Something which is eaten together as a tafel to something else is not considered to have a chashivas of achila bifnei atzma, and therefore it doesn't need a bracha. Lefidus, Yesh Lain, why did Rashi have to learn that Pasav of a Kisnin? Rashi, the Gemara says, Rav Sheshah says, everything needs a bracha lefanel, and everything that has a bracha lefanel needs a bracha lacharel, except for Pasav of a Kisnin. What's Pasav of a Kisnin? Pasav of a Kisnin is a bracha lefanel, doesn't have a bracha lacharel. What's Pasav of a Kisnin? Rashi says, you bring it after Birchas Hamazon. Why did Rashi say he's talking about that he brought it after Birchas Hamazon? The truth is, we'll see. Rashi says Lahedya that they also brought it before Birchas Hamazon. It was before and afterwards. Taisa says it also, but that's Rashi. Sometimes they brought it before and sometimes afterwards. Rashi learns in our sugya, they're talking about that he brought it dafka after Birchas Hamazon. Now, why did Rashi have to say that? Let's hear it talking about that song after Birchas Hamazon. We could have said tonight it's talking about even before Birchas Hamazon. Anything which is possible because it's not eaten together with bread. So anything which is not eaten together with bread, according to Rashi, requires a bracha. Why did Rashi have to say that the Pasuk of Kisnin is talking about after Birchas Hamazon? He could have said it's talking about even before Birchas Hamazon. And you have to make a bracha rishon, you know, because you're not eating it together with bread. So it could be that Rashi learns, and this is the hakdama to the sugya Pasuk of Kisnin, is that Pasuk of Kisnin be'etzem is really just bread. Pasuk of Kisnin is regular bread, and really you should have to make a moitzi and Birchas Hamazon any time they have Pasuk of Kisnin. Because it's bread, flour and water, and a few other things, but be'etzem it's bread. Chazal were makel that if you don't have a shear that you're chayiv midaraisa of tzviya, then you don't have to. In other words, midaraisa, the only time a person is mechayiv to make a ma'itzi and a berachas mazin is dafki v'ez a shear tzviya. Hey, mechmir al atzmam kibetz ad kibetz v'ad kizayis. Chazal were only machmir ad kibetz kizayis when you have bread that people generally are kaveh sud on. But something which the people weren't kaveh sudon, Chazal weren't machmer that you have to make a hamaiti of a birchas hamazon. Memilah, they said you can make a mezainis as well. So Shitas Rashi is that pasba bekisnin, if it's in the middle of a suda, you're never going to have to make a bracha. It's pas be'etzim. There were mekel that you can make a mezainis on and you don't have to wash. But be'etzim bidinoi, it has a din of pas. So when you made a hamaiti lechem in aretz, it's kurilal also pasba bekisnin. This pas, that pas, they're all kolal in pasba bekisnin. Now Rashi says, why Pasav B'Kisnin? Why does Pasav B'Kisnin only need a bracha lefanov and it doesn't need a bracha l'acharov? Mitoich shema'achol ha'muat, and it's more of batav than harbe, lo yitinu bracha l'acharov. What does that mean? Mididhave pas erez v'derchin. That also has a bracha rishin, it doesn't have a bracha achorin, it doesn't have alamichik, it's a brain of fashis. What does that mean? Since it's ma'achol ha'muat, what does it mean? You didn't have a shear? If you didn't have a shear, so then all foods, not just Pasav B'Kisnin, every food that you eat, you're not going to need to make a bracha l'acharel. You don't have a shear. The Rashi Yosef and the Goyin, they say, but that's Rashi, that it's talking about that zikr you had a kezayis. But your kezayis was with flour and with tavlinim. With flour and other types of things. In other words, when you take your piece of cake, what do you have? A kezayis of cake. Inside your kezayis of cake, you have half a kezayis of flour and half a kezayis of sugar and oil. So Mamela, even though you ate a shear of kezayis, but you didn't have a kezayis of flour. Memeila Chazal weren't matrich you in such a case to be mevarich to be mevarech a bracha lacharel. Lo yitinu a bracha lacharel, since it doesn't have the chashivas of a meichel dogon, you don't have a kezayis of chameshes mine dogon. The Mele Chazal said that even though it needs a bracha lefanel, but it doesn't get the bracha lacharel because you didn't have a shir kezayis, you had a shir kezayis, but not a kezayis of chameshes mine dogon, and therefore, since it's machala muat, and it has tavlin harbe, the standard case is that you don't have a kezayis of dogon, and therefore Chazal weren't matzich a bracha achreinu. What would be in a case where you taka do have, you ate a lot of possible kisim, so you do have a kezayis? Yesh lo demadas rashi. You go buster what the general case is, or you go buster the individual situation? Beis Hashem will see la halacha lemaisa and kuf samaches what to do when we get there.